Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, it's that time of year, yeah, and they've been out rather early and in abundant amounts. And then we're talking about ticks and then the potential, of course, for Lyme disease.
That's right. But as if the threat of Lyme disease wasn't enough, a new study has found that a deer carrying the potentially debilitating illness has a good chance of toting some other malady, too. And that may be especially true if this tick hails from the suburbs. The story today by our reporter Claire Hughes focuses on research done in Dutchess County, the mid-Hudson Valley area that has an especially high rate of the tick-borne illness. One-third of the ticks infected with Lyme disease that were studied there were also infected with another pathogen, and that's according to research conducted by scientists at Bard College, Sarah Lawrence College, and the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies. The researchers collected more than 1,000 deer ticks in Dutchess County at 150 sites. The doctors and patients and scientists have long known about the chance of getting multiple infections from a single tick, and the threat of co-infections has been part of a decades-old controversy on how to test and treat for tick-borne illnesses. These other illnesses may cause flu-like symptoms and can be life-threatening to people with weakened immune systems, but for now, a relatively high rate of co-infections found in the Hudson Valley by the researchers has not been seen in regions north of that, including the Adirondacks, where Lyme disease is just beginning to emerge. But the newer development may mean that doctors treating what is apparently Lyme disease may now have to treat for these other potential illnesses as this plays out.
Speaking of illness, a sad story in the paper has to do with the Capital Region reporter, Emmy Award-winning TV reporter Judy Sanders, most notably from Channel 6, WRGB, and she has passed away after a battle with cancer.
Yes, Judy Sanders, a veteran journalist in the Capital Region who in recent years has been the official photographer for several governors in New York State and a close friend to many journalists and many in the news business, passed away. She had been diagnosed with cancer, and in recent months she used, reached out to friends and she celebrated life and she said her goodbyes. It's a poignant time for her and her friends, and she's certainly going to be missed in this community.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these or any story, you can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.